Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Friday, April 29th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room. It's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our hobby and passion of backyard poultry, show poultry, living a sustainable lifestyle, urban farming, urban gardening, and all other kinds of great goodies. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers. Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. Need an incubator? Think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brincy.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brincy, technology you can trust. You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is now time to introduce my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, the one, the only, multi-talented... Yep, you guessed it, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Well, Mister, I'm doing great, but you forgot young again. You forgot.
There's a lot of things I'm
always
forgetting
that
today, boy.
Hey, sounds like you're in a wind tunnel. You doing all right up there? You're in Stanton now, is that right?
Yeah, we are. It's pretty crazy. We got here a little bit later than expected, to be honest with you, and we had some connectivity problems inside the metal building. And then we had a little bit of issues. We still never could connect to their wireless. We still had some technical issues there. So we came outside on their front porch here at the Augusta Co-op in Stanton. And the wind is blowing. It's quite chilly. My eyes are watering because I'm dealing with this Bell's palsy and my left eye won't close. So it's just quite aggravating. So if you hear any type of not so pleasant words in the background, it's just because, you know, when we go on the road, we have a lot of long-time listeners that know we go on the road. We try to take this radio show on the road as much as we can. We've been all around the country. And when we do, of course, we battle the internet gods and the technical gods because I don't have a degree in computer science. And so sometimes it does get quite aggravating trying to connect and get the show on the road on time and all of our equipment working and the chat room for all the great folks out there that listen to the show. So if you hear me drop a few F-bombs or anything like that in the background, then
forgive me. What's an F-bomb? Do I dare ask?
Don't even ask.
Is this Friday?
So it is Friday, yep. So, but yeah, we've been on the road. We've had a great time, Pat. So I apologize about the wind. If you hear that in the background, I do apologize. That's Mother Nature. I can't do anything about that. So just, bear with me. Y'all know if we ever get disconnected, to hang tight because we'll be back on the air shortly when we reconnect. So, again, when we do these shows on the road, and we've been all over the country. We are at the liberty of the internet and computer gods. So bear with us there. If we disappear, don't go anywhere because we have a big show coming up, and we'll try to get through it as best we can with the technical problems we're having. But if you didn't know, the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show is on the road. We are in Stanton, Virginia, and we made the trip. It was awesome. We left yesterday around 4:30. And battled a little Atlanta traffic, but we got up to Statesville, North Carolina. It's about halfway, and we stayed at a beautiful bed and breakfast, the Kerr House there in Statesville. Absolutely wonderful folks there, and we stayed in a beautiful room called the Magnolia Room. Had a wonderful breakfast. Let me think what we had for breakfast. We had a beautiful vegetable quiche. We had with a side of fruit. We had some scones. They did have some bacon there on it, and we had a pear, a nice fruit pear with a little bit of drizzled chocolate on it. Bed and breakfast, they're awesome. And the reason why we do that is because when we travel so much, Jen and I love to support as much as we can the local economy. So instead of giving our $2 to the big corporate entities that have chains all over the country, We try to support mom and pops as much as we can. So we do try to stay at bed and breakfasts as much as we possibly can. But not only that, we love to meet the folks. We love to meet the other people staying there. It's absolutely a great time. And even when we go on the road, we try to eat at restaurants that are locally owned and operated by the local folks to try to support the local economy. So we do try to do that as much as we possibly can. And here we are. So the big event's not until tomorrow. They got a bunch of beautiful chicken coops set up out here. They've got a big tent that's about 40 by 80. It's huge. They're putting wood chips down. They got the forklifts and the bobcats are working. It's going to be a huge event. We've already had people come in and say, hey, I saw your sale flyer, and can I get the discount today instead of tomorrow? And, of course, the answer is no. So if you're thinking about coming by to get that discount, tomorrow's discount today, it ain't happening. So just wait till tomorrow. Come on out. It's going to be a fun time. There's going to be a bunch of horse experts here. I will be here. Pat Foreman, my co-host, is going to be here. My pregnant wife, Jen, is going to be here. And lots of fans and folks, and we're just having a really good time. So we've got that going on. It's going to be a fun event. And, Pat, this is going to be our last event until I think August 23rd, at least our last big travel event. We're going to take about 3 months off, well due after all the travel we've been doing. And but our next event, I know, is scheduled in South Carolina on the 23rd. I'm not sure if it's a private event, but even when we go on private events with our sponsors and companies that have us out, we still try to schedule maybe a dinner for all our fans to come out and friends and listeners to meet us and chat chicken. So so even if it is a private event we'll be going to in August, we'll still try to schedule a day of good times for listeners and fans and our Facebook friends and things like that. So we'll try to do that. But nonetheless, we're having a great time. It is Fun Friday. You had your coffee earlier in the week, Pat, right? So did you have your coffee today, your half a cup of coffee and bagel?
No, I didn't. In fact, I got so bogged down here, I didn't even get into town today. But the coffee is now after the farmer's markets on Wednesdays, so I shifted my day a little bit. I really can't overdose. I just had to give it up, you know. So didn't have any coffee today, but I'm still pretty perky. And I woke up at my usual 4:30 or so and popped up, and I think if I had coffee, I would get to sleep as well.
Very good, very good. Hey, well, we didn't have our coffee. Of course, we're not coffee drinkers, but we had some OJ and with our beautiful breakfast. Another disadvantage of being on the road, I'm kind of going back in the chat room, and so I'm focused because I'll be having to do the answering the phones today, doing everything official for our big contest that we're doing. But if you're a computer guru out there and in the computer business, even if you may know this, but another downfall of doing shows outside on the road is that I can't see squat on my computer screen because of the glare. Now, I'm guessing that they probably have some type of screen you can put in front of or attached to or cling onto your laptop screen so it eliminates this glare. It's absolutely horrible. And not only that, you know, half of my face ain't working because of this Bell's palsy and my left eye runs and waters and can't even see out of it hardly. It makes it 10 times more difficult because I can't see my computer screen because of the glare because I'm outside. So, hey, just bear with us, folks. We're going to get through the show and have a good time, and we're going to give away some awesome prizes from our sponsors. And today is the day that we're giving away the awesome chicken coop. It's the premium chicken barn, from our good friends over at critter-pages.com. And the contest has been going on all April. We've issued 20 secret passwords, and later in the show, we're going to have that contest. We're going to take a particular caller. We'll announce the caller. If you're that caller and can recite all 20 passwords correctly, voila, how easy is that? You have won a beautiful new chicken coop, the Chicken Barn, Premium Chicken Barn, from critter-cages.com, and that is going to be shipped directly to your front door. So how awesome is that? We've got that to give away today and many, many other prizes. So right now I think, one thing, speaking of chickens in the news, I'm not going to do official chickens in the news today because we have so many prizes to give away. It's going to be hard enough to take callers with me not being able to see the screen and our connection and whatnot. But I did actually get a lot of updates overnight in the last couple of days. You know, we had all these big storms come through, and we hopefully all of our listeners made it through those. But the issue is, I read, Pat, where in Alabama alone, just in Alabama, over 200 chicken coops were destroyed. Chicken houses. I shouldn't say coops. When we think coops, we think the backyard coops. But over 200 chicken houses were destroyed, and they're talking about the last number I saw, maybe 4 million dead chickens.
Birds?
Gosh. 4 million, or at least 4 million, are missing. And somebody had emailed me and said that there's probably 100,000 that are now homeless that may need adopting. So I can't do much when I'm on the road. I'm driving. I can't, do a lot of research and contact my folks at the USDA and whatnot, or even the Alabama Department of Agriculture to see what's going on. But we'll do what we can. But that's, I wanted to share that, since we're not really going to do chickens or news, that, these are farmers that, probably put their kids through college with their living by doing this. And, again, about 200 chicken houses destroyed. 4 million, the number right now, chickens gone, destroyed, missing, or just had to have no homes, just out and about. So I'll try to follow up on that as much as I can beginning next week to see what's going on with that, see if we can't get any numbers and things like that. And the other thing is that being that we're up here in Stanton, Virginia, I've got a call-in. My publicist has a call-in over to Polyface Farms, and where we can meet Joel, and pronounce his last name for me?
Salatin. Joel Salatin.
Salatin, yep. And he was in the movie Food, Inc., and he's got a book out, and he does all kinds of touring about, again, free-range farming and homegrown farm, grass-fed meat, the whole nine yards. So as soon as we wrap up with the radio show here today, we're going to probably head over to the farm. He may or may not be there. We've got to call in to see if we can't meet him, do a little photo op out there with him, and talk with him. I'm going to take him out to dinner if he's available for dinner tonight. And but I'm definitely heading over there after the radio show today and see his farm. So I'm really, really looking forward to that, and definitely looking forward to that. There. And if you saw the movie Food, Inc., you know who I'm talking about. If you're not, you still might know who I'm talking about. So really looking forward to that. We hope we can do that today. Okay, this just bear with me, folks, while we do this live radio show. We had to do the show today, obviously, because we're we got that big Koopa giveaway, but we have a lot of other prizes to give away, too. So let me try to give me about 25 minutes so I can find my doggone mouse or my cursor on my cursor on my screen, because, again, the glare is just absolutely horrible. If I can't participate much in the chat room, folks, I'll do what I can. But I think Jen's in the chat room. Are you in the chat room, Jen? So she's my sidekick here. She'll kind of let you know what's going on and things like that. Love for Poultry, is she in the chat room, Jen?
I think so.
If Love for Poultry, if you're in the chat room, again, maybe you can put some posts in about these some of these prizes we're going to give away. And I'm going to be telling you right now, folks, because of my internet connection, I can't, it's going to sound crazy. We got prizes from our sponsors. I just may not have a list of a couple of what the prizes are. So I'll say, hey, you're playing for a prize from, unless I can try to open up my email here during the next commercial break, because I got a couple of lists. I know some of the prizes were given away, and then there's maybe two or three that I'll see if I can open up my email on this horrible connection. I want to keep my connection for broadcasting and taking phone calls on our switchboard and things like that. But if I can get to it, if not, you'll get something from these sponsors. And I can probably kind of guess about what they are, the prizes are. So just bear me with the technical problems we're having. And what we're going to do now, Pat, is, and of course, let me get in the chat room. I know this is about a 20-25 second delay. Sound, I just want to get a sound check in the chat, other than the wind blowing by occasionally. The chaos of being on the road. I do see that in the chat room, actually. Yeah, and plus we were running late. If we would have got here and had a good hour at least to set up the radio show, it may not have been, but we were running a little bit late. We hit a little construction. They had one lane down. And so, yeah, and plus Jen just said my pregnant wife does have to stop about every hour and a half to 2 hours to use the restroom. So we were running a little bit late. And that adds a little bit to the chaos. So thank you very much for the support in the chat room. You're doing all right. Okay, sounds pretty good. Okay, again, we're on the road, so just bear with me. I'll do the best I can. But we're going to go ahead and start giving away some prizes. How about that? Everybody loves prizes. Whether you can hear me or not, we're going to give away prizes. And we're going to have some fun doing it. A little bit later in the show. Hey, if you can't, if you can't beat them, join them, right, Pat? If you can't cry, then just just laugh about it, right? Let's do what you can do.
You're doing fine. It's coming through very clear. There's no problem. Only you can see. Roll with the punches.
Let me see. Okay. I'm not even going to try to do the webcam right now, because that'll take too much of the connection that we got to run that webcam to. But tomorrow we'll be here a good hour and a half, 2 hours before we go live. We'll be able to get things a little bit. And plus we'll be under a tent, so we might have a little bit better visual on the screen. All righty. So, folks, let me explain to you how we're going to do this. If you're a first-time listener, and if you are, thank you very much for tuning in. First time in the chat room, thank you very much for being there in the chat room. All righty. We're going to give away some prizes. We've got several to give away from our sponsors. It is Fun Friday. All during the week, we bring experts on from their field of expertise, and they teach us all about the topic they're teaching about that day. Friday is a time to just sit back, lay back, relax, get ready for the weekend, have some fun, have some laughs, and possibly win some prizes. So let's start off with our good friends over at RandallBurkey.com. Many of you are aware they carry so much stuff over there. RandallBurkey.com. Let me tell you, good special there. Whatever you order online, or if you call them and order, if you're not familiar or don't like to order online, you can give them a call. Ask for Peach when you call. But you'll get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code Whisper. When you use the coupon code Whisper at RandallBurkey.com, whether you order online or call them, you'll get 10% off your entire order. How cool is that? And they're going to give away. They provided us, as always, some Happy Hen treats. We've got some Happy Hen treats. We've got the Mealworm Frenzy and the Sunflower Sensation. So we've got the first two questions are going to be with RandallBurkey.com. And what we're going to do is I normally pick the caller if Pat asks the question. If I ask the question, Pat picks the caller. And then you call in, and if you know the answer to the question, then you're going to win the prize. Now, if you're the winner, okay, write this stuff down. If you're the winner, then you need to send me an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And what you need in the subject of the email, put the prize you won. So you would put Happy Hen Treats, okay? And then in the email itself, we'll need your name, your shipping address, your telephone number, okay? So subject of the email is the prize you won. Say Happy Hen Treats, and then the name, shipping address, and phone number. You'll send that to me, and then next week when I get back in the office, I will get that to the sponsors. They'll ship you out your winning prize, and you'll be happy as a pig in slop. Happy as a pig in slop when that thing arrives at your front door, and you'll be like, wow, these things are awesome. I love Chicken Whisperer radio show because I won this awesome free prize from their awesome sponsor. So, very cool. So, I'm going to pick the first caller because the first question is going to come from Pat, and I'm going to say, let's start off with a good lucky number. Seven. Lucky number caller, lucky number seven, if you know the answer to the following question presented by the lovely young lady, Pat Foreman.
Well, there's a reason I don't have the webcam on, too, you know. No, you're going to love this first question, Whisper. It's just for you. What is hard pan and what causes
right.
it?
Okay, one
Can
more time.
Can you hear me? The question is, and I'll post it in the chat room, what is hard pan and what causes it? What
hard
is hard pan?
Pan?
Hard pan. H-A-R-D-P-A-N. Yep.
Can you hear that, Jen? Are you listening live? Okay. I'm just going to take a guess. I'm going to say hard. Huh? I know, but I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to guess that hard pan is the residue that's left over in the pan after my wife burns my dinner.
Ooh. You're lucky she cooks for you at all.
that wouldn't change anything, Pat.
Uh-oh.
I love you, baby.
She put a red angry face up in the chat room. you don't want to make fun of a pregnant woman at any time.
No, let me tell you, I'm telling you what.
Not a wise thing to
goodness.
Do.
Yeah, she says she'll tell me here in a minute. She'll say, "You have to sleep sometime."
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere and sometime you've got to sleep, and then my revenge
yeah.
will take place. But yeah, that's what my guess. She said, "I'm going to be walking home." Yeah, hard pan is that residue that's left over in the bottom of the pan when my wife's done cooking dinner. So that's my guess, but I'm not caller number seven. So let me get over here to the switchboard. Let me take about 25 minutes to find my doggone mouse. And a lot of people know what this is, so we're going to go to caller number seven. All righty, caller calling in from area code 707. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
It's Sarah from California. Woo!
Sarah, California. All right, Sarah. All righty, you're calling number 7. Tell us what you think the answer of, well, repeat the question, Pat.
The question is, Sarah, what is hard pan and what causes it?
We have a lot
of it
here.
What can't cause it?
It's the, where the topsoil layer is really, really hard. And it's because, and you can't really get water through it. And it's from different things that have deposited in the soil and made it harder from compaction, from lots of traffic or messing with the soil too much.
Okay, I'll
you
take
like
that.
It?
It's not really the top layer. It sort of filters down about a foot below it, but it is. What? Oh, so yeah, hardpan, Sarah, you're right. It's a compaction. It's a hardened, impervious layer that pretty much is water impermeable, and it's usually of clay. It's often caused by rototilling, as well as compaction and other sediment going down there. So, congratulations.
Right. So
you got it, Sarah.
If you have that problem, folks, if you have that impaction problem, then I know you can go ahead and get in your fertilizer spreader. You can put in some X-Lax and spread it across the top, and that'll loosen things right up.
Of course, if you mulch, you won't have to have hard pan hardly at all in a small garden, in your kitchen garden. So, okay,
so
Sarah,
she
well
wins.
Done.
All righty. Thank you very much out in California for tuning in today. And, again, just send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Put in Happy Hen Treats, your name, shipping address, and your phone number. Got to add those phone numbers to my little black book. That's for the shipping folks. If they have any problems, they can give you a call. All righty, let's go to the next question. We're going to go to the next question here. And, Pat, I'm going to let you do question number 2 as well. So I'll pick caller number 10. Caller number 10. 347-637-3237 is the call-in number. Go ahead and write it down. It never changes. 347-637-3237. Caller number 10 if you know the answer to the following question from Pat Foreman.
Okay. Well, since you let me go 2 in a row, it's going to follow on with a theme, Whisper. The question is, why is rototilling so destructive to the soil? Why is rototilling so destructive to the soil? Since this is tilling season, I just had to put these in.
Not a problem.
Why is,
not a problem.
Yeah, it can be. It can be a terrible problem. But why is rototilling so destructive to the soil? You had to make that last password, rototill, you know.
No, not rototilling, just tiller. Yeah, last password.
Oh,
is tiller.
Tiller.
So. Look, now you have people who haven't listened. You got at least 1 out of the 20 passwords now, folks, which was tiller.
There you go.
So you've got one out of the 20, so you just might have a chance. So so that we want to take, what did I say, call number 10? Yeah, call
you
number 10.
You said number 10, yes.
Yep, 347-637-3237. Why is, according to Pat, rototilling your land, not such a great idea? That's what we want to hear at 347-637-3237. Yeah, answer that. And you're playing for Happy Hen Treats. We've got 2. We're not going to specify if it's the sunflower sensation or the mealworm frenzy. You will get what you get, and you'll be happy with it, doggone it.
Whether you want it or not.
Whether you want it or not, that's what you're getting, and you'll be happy, and you will like it. It's kind of like, I got to get in practice for when Caleb gets here. And we put dinner in front of him, and he kind of turns his nose up, and they said, "There's dinner, and you will like it." Oh my goodness gracious!
Yeah, and
actually,
it might be hard pan, and he'll eat it anyway, right?
It might be exactly. It'll be like, "What's for dinner?" Well, you got 2 choices: take it or leave it.
That's kind of how we were raised. You know, there wasn't any pampering. Oh, they won't eat their peas, so we'll give them dessert. No. It's you eat it because that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you don't, well, by golly, then you just take it right out to the chickens. They'll eat it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
I got to say here now, Whisper, while we're waiting, I'm not totally against rototilling. There are times when it's totally appropriate, but you do it too much or too often, and it can really be so hard on your soil. And, of course, soil is a living organism, hopefully, if you have good soil, so you want to really take good care of it. Yeah. Clay is not topsoil.
So basically what you're saying, Pat, is every spring when I go out there and fire up the old Troy-built rear tine tiller,
yeah,
I am
get your muffler.
I am I can actually tell Jen. I said, Jen, where are you going? I said, I'm going outside to commit murder. What? You're going to go outside to commit murder? Yeah, I'm going to go kill some soil.
Well, it's hard on it.
I'm going to go kill some soil right now.
Yeah.
So,
I'm still going to get you into raised beds, Whisper. So one of these days, I'm going to get you into raised beds. Yep.
You know, my problem with, well, we've had raised reds before, but my problem with raised reds is when I'm driving through Kansas, I don't see acres and acres of raised bed corn. Riding through South Georgia, I don't see raised bed, soybeans. So I'm like, if this is going to be a farm, I want it to be a farm. I don't want it to be a cute little herb, that's fine if you do that. But, I mean, this needs to be a farm, not a cute little
herb and garden. And if you have a community-supported farm. Yeah, community-supported farm, you're not going to see many raised beds either. I mean, the rows, we've certainly had our share of rows, and they do work.
Okay, let's go. Let's see. Caller number 10. Okay, I can't find my mouse. Here we go. Caller number 10 from area code 210. 210, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from. Okay.
Hey, Andy and Pat. It's Kim from San Antonio.
Hey, Kim.
Kim from San Antonio. Great.
All right.
Thank you very much for listening to San Antonio, Texas. Pat, repeat the question, and then we'll have Kim give it a shot.
Oh, the question was, why is rototilling so destructive to the soil?
Well, if I go by what your first question was, then rototilling causes hard pan. But here in San Antonio, we don't rototill because it pulls up the bad seeds, the weed seeds, and then they come up. But I was looking on the internet just now while y'all are chatting, and it said that if I rototill, it'll break up that top layer so much quicker and that it'll decompose too quickly, and that's why it doesn't get to that hard pan. So I've learned something. So hopefully one of those answers is right because my chickens are hungry for treats.
Yeah. So what was the second? Chickens love it when you rototill. Oh, they're so happy.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
I love all that crap.
Yeah. So what was the second thing that you said about the top layers? Did you repeat that?
Oh, on the internet, what I just read?
Yeah.
It was interesting. It says that when you rototill, you pull up all, grind up all those top layers so fine that they actually decompose too quickly, which doesn't seep down to the hard pan, which I had never heard of until you just mentioned that. But anyway, that was neat.
Educational show.
Yeah.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why not to. But this is a winner. This is a winner here, Whisper. But rototilling it destroys the soil structure that's naturally there and is naturally layered. And at the same time, it destroys the soil dweller habitat. All those little earthworm holes and all those little places where the bugs and the fungus and the flora have gone. They're just gone. So yeah, very good.
Very good. Hey, thanks. So thank you so much for listening. Congratulations. And again, send me an email, chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.net, name and shipping address and phone number.
Huh?
Okay, cool. And guess who just pulled up? Bonnie Plant Farm. Bonnie Plants are delivering some cabbage, onions, tomatoes, peppers, all kinds of vegetables here. So getting ready for the big day tomorrow, Bonnie Plant Farm has just pulled up here. How cool is that? So Jen said she got my email up, so I'll be able to look at my prizes here in a minute to see what else we're going to be giving away. But so that was the two Happy Hen Treats from our good friends at RandallBerkey.com. The next two prizes we have, the ever-so-popular, people go nuts over, the ManaPro Chicken Breed Posters. The ManaPro Chicken Breed Posters. They've got about 16 breeds on there. Shows the chick, the hen, and the egg. So it's very cool. People love it everywhere we go. Love that poster. So that's what you're playing for. Pat, you get to pick the winning caller because I get to ask the question, apparently.
Okay, let's go to number 16. Number 16.
Caller number 16. Very good. Okay, here it is. Here's the question. How can you identify what color egg a hen will lay by looking at her? How do you know what color egg a hen will lay by looking at her? That's what we're looking for. So, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. What color, Pat?
It was caller number 16.
16, okay.
16, sweet 16.
Sweet 16. How do you know what color egg a hen will lay by looking at her? Love for poultry. Keep those questions coming. Keep those questions coming. Love for poultry. Speaking of that, love for poultry, have you heard back from Poly Base Farm yet? You can put that chat in the chat room. Have you heard back from Polly?
Trying.
She's trying. Okay, no problem. Don't aggravate them. They might want me there if you call 19 times in a row. she's doing a good job, so we'll see what happens. Woo, the wind is picking up. I guess they had – oh, let me show you. Pat, from the time we left Atlanta all the way up till – I'm seriously getting off the exit here in Stanton. We saw periodically, in fact, quite frequently – convoys and convoys and convoys of power company trucks heading to help the people in the South, Georgia,
wow.
Tennessee, Alabama. I'm not talking about three or four trucks. I'm talking about 20 trucks at a time. They had pole trucks with the augers on them to go put up poles. They had the bucket trucks. They had the saw trucks. They had the smaller line trucks, pickup trucks. They had trucks that had, tracks on them like a tank for power lines that went through maybe real rural areas up and down mountains. From many different companies. So it was really proud to see the other power companies from there around the South coming in and joining help where it's needed. And it was just convoy after convoy after convoy of these power company trucks heading to, going to help from these horrible storms that came through. So that was good to see. We hate that they have to head that way. And I think the number now is well over 200, that lost their lives. From all these storms. Yeah. And then I think let alone over 200 in Alabama alone, and then the others from Georgia and Tennessee and the Carolinas. But it was horrible, Georgia. Yeah, it was not pretty and it was not fun. So. We got that. And okay, let me see what we got here. Caller number 16. Okay, caller calling in from area code. Let me get this clear. I think it's 815. 815, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us what state you're calling in from.
Tim from Illinois.
Tim from Illinois, thanks for tuning in today. All righty, how can you tell... what color egg a hen will lay by looking at her?
Is it the color of the ear canal?
Ear canal. I'm going to take that. Ear lobes. Yeah, ear canal,
oh.
Ear lobes. Yep, absolutely. That is correct. And just for bonus question, can you tell me which is which? What color ear lobe would say you would have if you had white egg? What color ear lobe if you had brown egg?
Is white earlobe for white egg, and I'm guessing brown earlobe for brown egg.
Pat?
Yes?
Yep, it's red earlobes for brown egg.
Red. Okay.
Red earlobes.
Oh, reddish. I mean, there, you know.
Reddish color, yeah, reddish brown.
Or brownish,
exactly.
It's,
Exactly. Next time you're piercing your chicken's ears, take note. Take note next time you're doing that. Yes, you're correct, Tim. That is correct. We'll accept that for a beautiful ManaPro poster. Again, just send me over an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Put ManaPro poster in the title of the email, name, shipping address, and phone number. I'll get that to my friend Laura at ManaPro. All righty, and we've got one more of those to give away. So let me get down here to this next question. This question was just handed to me, so... I guess if you weren't okay, excellent. Okay, take the caller, Pat.
Let's do caller number 8.
Caller number eight. And this is for another ManaPro chicken breeds poster. Visit them online, folks. ManaPro.com. They've got great incentives. They got coupons on there for $1 off. I think $2 off. You can look for their coupon in the Poultry Press newspaper every month. With coupon in there that you can use as well. You can collect the UPC codes and turn those in for awesome prizes, like a chair I'm sitting in right now came from ManaPro. You can get this nice folding chair. You can get the ManaPro poster. You can get all kinds of things there at ManaPro.com. And perfect. And so the question is, what caller, Pat?
It was caller number 8. Caller number eight.
Caller number eight, and the question is, and the code 347-637-3237, and hang on 1 second. Go to the switchboard here. All righty. I'm going to. What is the definition of broody? What is the definition of broody? I've got a broody hen. In fact, I had a hen called Broody Mama. And boy, she was a tough cookie. But what is the definition of broody? That's what we're looking for. 347-637-3237. Pat, you still there?
I'm here. I can hear you. Yep.
I thought you might got so caught in all the excitement today that you fainted.
Oh, my gosh. Last time I fainted, I was getting a vaccination in a doctor's office standing. It was about 40 years ago.
Pat was getting a vaccination 40 years ago, and she fainted.
And, oh,
and just
yeah.
Reason number 6,483,000,000, why not to get vaccines.
Oh, dear. They said, oh, do you have any problem with shots? No, not at all, not me. And I watched it, and boom, I was on the floor. I couldn't believe it. That's the only time in my life that I know of that I've fainted.
Let's see if I can't get my mouth. Oh,
I'm
over
still with
here.
You. I'm not going to faint on you today here, Whisper. I'm not going to faint on you.
Okay. Let me get over to the chat room. Let's see. Well, somebody just canceled on me. Thought they were going to be coming out to see me tomorrow, but it looks like they canceled, so just sucks for you. Yep, somebody sent me a little instant message, said, I thought I was going to be there, but now I can't. Yeah.
don't take it personally now, Whisper. You're taking that a little personally.
Oh, who, me? No, not me. Not at all. Okay, let's see who all we got in the chat room. It's loading up here. We got, let's see, Amanda's in there, Arden's in there, Bard Rock, Brits and Grits, BYP, Chicka Chicka, Crystal's in there, Dave, Dragonfly, Dragonfire, East Dallas Dave at the May Farms. We got many guests that are in the chat room. Thank you very much. If you take a moment and click on that register, then you won't have to ever do that again, and you'll get your cool creative screen name. You can come on in. Hidden Acre Quail's in there. Of course, he's bidding for a chance to win that chicken coop, I'm sure. We've got, I love this, Holy Habanero. Sarah's in there. Laura, Love for Poultry. Mad Wet Hen. I've met a few of those in my day. We got Naom, Nightwalker. Something Grower. We got Pat Foreman's in there. We got Red Hawk, S.A. Kim. Sarah's in there.
Sheena.
Callie. Tater Farm, Teacher Jen, the Eagle, USMC Vet. He's trying to win that coop, too. And then,
Walter. Wants a coop, too. Yeah.
That Weasel, W-E-Z-L, Wetzel. And then, it looked like an eye for a minute. Of course, my eye's not really working. We got Woodcutter Ron.
Uh-huh.
Woodcutter Ron, and Renee is in there. How about that? So thank you very much for joining us in the chat room every single day, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Okay, now the problem with changing pages is now I've got to take 20 minutes to find the doggone mouse.
Okay, it's caller number 8. Remember, it's caller number 8.
Heading over there right now.
Now, there's 44 people in the chat room. Walter's saying, oh, it's getting crowded in here.
Yep, and hundreds other listening live. In fact, it was confirmed by the Wall Street Journal back in 2010 that we, on average, on our shows and over the month, get about 15,000 to 20,000 listeners. And, of course, we've got over 10,000 fans on Facebook, and a lot of people listen to the archive show. If you listen to the archive, we thank you very much. And our listenership is growing and growing and growing and growing. So we're loving it, being able to broadcast live, especially on location. So let me get over here, caller number 8. This is for Amanda Pro Poster. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. Caller calling in from area code. Let's see if there's another one. I think you're just the only one there. 770. That's a Georgia code. State your
Hi,
name
Andy.
And what part of Georgia? Oh, it's
It's Ann.
Red Hawk. Yeah. From Douglasville. Manapro poster. If you can
All
tell
right.
me. Okay, wait a minute. Now I'm about to get really angry.
I forgot the question. I know.
No, I can't. Not forget the question. I can't find my handkerchief.
Well, I forgot the question.
To wipe my eyeball. It's just
weird. Oh, what's fruit? I remember now.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Okay, it's just absolutely disappeared. It's not in my pocket. Okay, I found it. Okay, put it in my overall pocket. Okay, what do you think broody means?
Pockets in those overalls.
Okay, when a hen goes broody, it means she wants to sit. She is ready to hatch some chicks.
That's exactly
sit
right.
And hatch some yeah, absolutely. And there are some breeds that don't like to go broody, and some breeds, all they do their whole life is go broody.
Had one broody for 2 months. Finally got some good eggs underneath her, and she hatched out 2 chicks.
What breed was
Very
that?
Very good.
She's a Cuckoo Moran. And
that's
she's been
nice.
Broody forever.
Broody forever.
Yep. But she's been sitting on eggs that wouldn't hatch, and she's been sitting for over 2.5 months, so I've been trying to feed her. Been making sure I feed her because she was losing weight like crazy. So I put her food and water right where she don't have to move off the nest. And she's had 2 baby chicks, and she's doing wonderful.
Yeah. You know, you just hit one of the secrets of broody hens is they will eat and drink if you put it so they don't have to get off the nest to get to it, and they won't lose as much weight. That's very good. Good for you.
Well, I was getting worried because she was getting kind of bony.
Yeah. Oh, they'll just get down to nothing.
Well, I kept her nice and fat. I kept food right beside her all the time.
What'd you feed
her? And make sure she drank.
Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Oh. What did you feed her? Did you give her a special ration or just the regular stuff?
I gave her regular feed and some chick starter grower, too, because I figured she might need some extra
Good.
Stuff in there. So fed her that and just a mixture of feed. I fed a little grain, but not as much as I did the layer in the chick starter, and some greens and stuff like that. I took her treats, and she would sit there and she'd try to attack me at first because I was getting too close to her nest, but
she
kind of
got
used to it after a while because I was putting eggs in and out from underneath her all the time until I got some good ones.
Do. They will get used to you, but I find they especially like boiled rice. Sometimes I'll boil it in bone broth or something, but they'll just snarf it down and they can not lose as much weight. They still lose weight, but not as much, at least from what I've found from measuring them, weighing them before and after.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Are you okay?
Appreciate you calling. Uh-huh. Yep. Because we need to move on. We've got a lot more prizes to give away, and we may not get to them all. May have to do some on Facebook, and because I got to give that coop away today. That's always exciting, and. So congratulations, Red Hawk. You know the drill. Put a Manapro poster, name, shipping address, and the phone number. The number to call, folks, is 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. We're going to go to a commercial break right now and pay tribute to our sponsors. But we'll be back and give away more prize from our folks here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Everyone has heard of ManaPro, but not everyone knows that ManaPro is a company that makes the care and nutrition of your animals the absolute highest priority. The animals in our lives are a lot of things: pets, friends, providers, gardeners, and entertainment. So we want to take care of them with the same dedication with which they take care of us. That's why ManaPro is 100% committed to one thing above all else: nurturing life. Visit ManaPro.com for more information.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
One more.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
No, it's just Andy and Pat coming at you from Stanton, Virginia, here keeping the radio show on the road. Folks, even if you are 2 or 3 hours away, this is going to be a fun event tomorrow. They got a big tent set up. They're going to have huge sales. You can come out here. It's a huge farm store. You need your maters, you need your okra, you need your corn, you need the radishes, you need your, they all got them right here. Bonnie's Plants is still loading them up for tomorrow's event. It's going to be huge. You need your fence posts, you need your mulch, you need your fertilizer. How about the chicken coop? And, of course, it's worth the four-hour drive just to come and meet Pat Foreman. I mean, she's going to be here tomorrow. Pat Foreman! So come on out. If you have her book. Yeah, just bring the book out. She'll be more than happy to autograph it for you.
Oh yeah.
And come on out and have a great time.
I love
here.
Autographing books. I just love autographing books and meeting the people that will be reading them. It's just a life thrill to me. So yeah, bring your books out.
Yeah, it is fun.
Please bring them on.
Bring them on. Absolutely. Come and meet.
And then I'll be
author.
Having some books to sell there tomorrow as well. I think there'll be a
great.
There'll be a table there. We can sell some books and talk chicken.
Talk chicken. Gotta love it. It is. It's 1 o'clock. We've got a few more prizes to give away. Let's go ahead and give away. This is a brand new prize, and it's from our good friends, critter-cages.com. Critter-cages.com. They've developed and they have a new brooder kit. A new brooder kit. And Jen, will you run by my email and see? I think it's I think it's under .net. Yeah, he'll pull that up, and then I'll see if I can't go to the link. Let me see. You're going to have to tilt it over here a little bit. Sorry, folks. We're on the road, and there's sometimes there's some challenges to deal with taking a radio show nationally on the road like we do. So first off, let me see what we got here. Oh, it's going to be way on down, Jen. Let's see here where the mouse is, which I can't ever find. Can't find it. Oh, there, okay, there we go. Bear with us, folks. And you can just can't imagine. Here we go. Okay, we need to go there. Have that come up, and then I need to go. There should be a link right down here, Jen. There it is. Bam. Let me get over here to it and see if it'll come up. Internet connection is a little slow, but it's a real nice brooder kit. From critter-cages.com. You can probably go to critter-cages.com and chick brooder starter kit. It's value. This is a great prize. $42. In fact, it's on sale right now. Introductory offer. You can save, 12%? 15%? 15% off? Okay. It's normally $50. $50. It's retail $42.49. And, it's a real nice brooder kit. Let me get over here with the mouse and scroll down a little bit and see if I can't read this to you. Huh? Our chick brooder kit is ideal for starting off your backyard flock. The kit comes with all the equipment you'll need, except food, water, and litter. Our chick corral is 18 inches high, and when set up, forms a circle over 3 feet in diameter, all smaller or smaller if desired. The ceramic socket brooder lamp comes equipped with an inline dimmer control for heat regulation and clamp for hanging. A 100-watt infrared spot bulb is included as the heat source. A 1-quart water fount and feeder are also included. Be sure to order your brooder kit early so you can set up for your baby chick's arrival. So this is a great brooder kit. And includes everything you need, the feeder, the water, the heat lamp, the heat bulb, and the corral. How cool is that? It's a $50 value on sale, 15% off for $42.49, critter-cages.com. And I'm going to pick the caller. We're going to go caller number 13 today. Caller number 13, 347-637-3237, if you know the following answer to Pat's question.
My turn again. Okay.
Your turn again.
Okay. Well, now it is freaky, fun, frivolous, frolicky, fun-filled, fractional Friday, right? So we're going to do a chicken joke. And this comes to us from the Internet's worst selection of random chicken jokes. It's really bad, but I love it. Okay, the question is, when you're ready to play chicken, you know how to play chicken, right? When you're ready to play chicken, what is the best type of car to drive? When you're ready to play chicken, what is the best kind of car to drive? This could be a question for Car Talk. We could get the Click and Clack Taffa brothers here to answer this one.
Cool. That's the question. Caller number 13, 347-637-3037. That's the question. Do you have the answer? If you have the answer, you're going to win one heck of a prize here today on Backyard Poultry with Chicken Whisperer. While we're waiting for the phone lines to light up, you know, this technology is amazing. I know I get aggravated a lot with it, but, I mean, Pat, you remember, and many of our listeners remember, I broadcasted this radio show, this live radio show. We broadcast it live while we were going to an event. It just so happened we were on the road and couldn't stop. We were making good time, and the radio show time came at 12 noon. Some of you newer folks don't remember this. Jen was driving. We stopped so she could drive. She was driving the SUV. I sat in the passenger seat, And we broadcast this national broadcast radio show driving up I-75 towards Chattanooga, Tennessee, towards Nashville, Tennessee, from the front seat of our SUV. National radio show live. It was awesome. And people, in fact, I still get comments for that. You know, it was so cool and so amazing. Never heard anything like it, that when you did that live radio show driving up the road. Hey, you know, we wanted to broadcast live. We had prizes to give away. We had I think, maybe even somebody we were interviewing that day live. And I could take calls. That's the coolest thing. I got a whole switchboard here. I can take, you know, I forget how many calls were allowed with Blog Talk Radio on this program. We're on 50, 60, 75, 100. I'm not really sure. And here I am taking calls, riding up the road, riding up 75 in the SUV. So the technology is amazing. And, you know, when we do go to these big events, we also broadcast in live HD video. I promise we'll try to hook that up for you tomorrow, but I can't promise with the connection we're on right now in here in Stanton. If we will have the live HD video, if we do, that'll be awesome. If we don't, I apologize, but we will be broadcasting live tomorrow from the event. Pat and I, come on out and visit us. So even though I complain a lot about the technology, because it is quite aggravating when we're trying to hook things up, because you want to have the best quality sound and features and video for our listeners, and so when I can't do that, it is a little aggravating because I want to so much. So, but it is. So if you're a first-time listener, yes, we are on the road. We're based out of Atlanta, and we travel all over the country and broadcast the radio show live. But I don't want you to think that just every day we just yap and have a good time and holler and hoot and give away prizes. That would be pretty fun, but we want to educate you, too. So if you're a first-time listener, don't know what we're talking about, pretty much Monday through Friday, we have wonderful special guests on that come on. And they'll talk about a particular subject. I'm going to tell you who some of our guests are so you can get excited about it, because I always am, and share their knowledge with us in their specialty. For example, the first Tuesday of every month, we have on the Heritage Chef, Pope. Awesome, awesome, world-renowned Steve Pope, the Heritage Chef, comes on and shares beautiful recipes, shares us breed history, breed background, different types of breeds that work good for different types of dishes. First Tuesday of every month, we've got the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope. And the second Tuesday, we've got the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities that comes on, Christine Heinrich, author as well. She comes on the second Tuesday. The third Tuesday, we have a really cool show with Andrew Odom called Tiny Revolution. Him and his wife have embarked on a journey to live a minimalist lifestyle. In fact, their home, I think, is something like 12 feet by 30 feet, 12 by 30. And he comes on once a month and shares us the good and the bad and the ugly, if you will, about living that minimalist lifestyle, tips and tricks and different things that he's come across and, you know, living that lifestyle. The last Tuesday of the month, the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. Jeanette Behringer comes on, and they normally have a breed of the month that they talk about, so the ALDC come on. So that's our Tuesday lineup. Wednesday, the first and third Wednesday, we have a great gardening show, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. She has her own TV show that's broadcast around the country and in many countries outside of the United States. And she comes on the first and third Wednesday of every month, and shares us gardening tips, landscape tips, all kinds of things. So that's a great show. The second and fourth Wednesday, here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we have Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor, founder of First State Vet Supply. He comes on. Boy, we're getting some wind now. And he comes on the second and fourth Wednesdays and shares about disease and illness and diagnoses and things like that. So awesome, awesome show there. Thursdays, who doesn't love Thursdays? The first and third Wednesday, first and third Thursdays, poultry scientist, PhD, Dr. McCray. She comes on and shares her knowledge with us all across the country. And then on the second and fourth Thursday, we are very proud to have Richard Frudenberger. He is the publisher of Back Home Magazine, and he joins us the second and fourth Thursday of every month, and you got to love that. And then, of course, there's days like today, Fun Friday, where we broadcast live and we give away all kinds of cool prizes from our sponsors. So, I'm working on something right now I can't divulge on, that will take up, I think, all of our Mondays. I'm still waiting to hear back, but you're going to love it when I tell you this, folks. I'm telling you, if it pans out, you will love to tune in on Mondays, and it'll be every Monday, every single Monday. And so I'm really working on that, but it's a secret. I can't tell you right now, but I guarantee you, you'll love it. Okay. What caller did I say, Jen?
You said 13.
Did I say caller number 13? That's right. Lucky number 13. Jen, you were wrong. Here we go. Area code 13. Lucky caller number 13. You're on the air with Andy and Pat calling in from area code 423-423. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
This is Charles from Tennessee.
Charles from Tennessee. Hey, Charles, man. Boy, I'm telling you what, the other night I was sitting there looking at radar, and I told my wife about four times. I said, man, Tennessee is getting absolutely plummeted by these storms. And so, number one, I know you're live because you're calling. How did you weather the storms? Did you get any damage there where you're at?
We didn't get too bad of a storm here, but the county you probably drove through was Greene County. They had six people that perished.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That is horrible.
They got it pretty bad.
Our prayers will go out to those families, that's for sure. Golly, Mother Nature is amazing. And sometimes there's sometimes you just can't do anything. Mother Nature is fierce. And this year, man, the winter we had, I mean, Walther up in Connecticut getting feet and feet and feet and feet of snow, and even the Atlanta winter we had this year, and then so we had that issue, and then we had all these storms this spring, whether it be whatever you want to call it, climate change, global warming, if you believe in that stuff, or just, you know, times are changing. And I was telling Jen last night as we were sitting in the bed and breakfast that look at the winter we just had. It was amazing. Now look at the spring storms we're having, record-breaking tornadoes all across the country. I tell you what, I don't want to know what hurricane season is going to bring. Now, I don't want to jinx this by any means, but hurricane season's coming up here pretty soon.
That's right.
I do not want to know what hurricane season has in store if already we look at what winter we had, what spring we had. Ooh, I'm a little bit afraid to wonder what kind of the hurricane season we're going to have. So, well, thank you very much for calling in from Tennessee. And, Pat, repeat the question.
Oh, the question is, if you're going to play chicken, what is the best kind of car to drive? And this comes to us from the worst of the Internet's random chicken jokes. What is the worst car to drive if you're going to play chicken?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
It's pretty basic.
What did he say?
He's not sure. He doesn't have any idea.
I'm not sure. I dialed and called right in and
wait a minute. Let me give you a hint. What do chickens live in? What do chickens live in?
Oh, a coop.
You got it. Now, there's one more part to this. The coop, but then also, why does it only have two doors? Why does the coop only have two doors? I'll let you off the hook. If it had four doors, it would be a sedan.
Oh. Go ahead and just shake your head back and forth, caller, because that's what I do every day when Pat tells her jokes. I just shake my head back and forth are we going to give that to him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, he's a winner. Absolutely.
Very good. Congratulations there, caller from Tennessee. Thank you very much for calling and listening. We appreciate it, and we're glad you survived the storms. That is for sure, and didn't have a lot of damage there. So, again, caller, if you'll send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And in the title, put in Brooder Kit under the subject, and then your name, shipping address there in Tennessee, and your phone number. Name, shipping address, and phone number. Well, guess what time it is, Pat?
Let's see. It is 1:15.
That means we're going to go ahead and break away from our regular prize giveaway. We'll give the rest, whatever we didn't give away, we'll give away on Facebook. Maybe by the time I get to the bed and breakfast tonight, we will. I'll have some time to maybe have a couple of Facebook fan contests. Everybody loves those. They go crazy on our Facebook page. And but everybody, it's the time that everybody's been waiting for. We have a chicken coop to give away. Let me just tell you, I'm very proud to be able to announce, this is factual information, that Pat and I here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we have given away. The radio show's been on air for, let's see, February, March, April, coming up on 2 years, 3 months. 2 years, 3 months old, this radio show. And we have given away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet, period. It's a fact. We've given away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet. We've given away more chicken-related prizes than anybody on the planet. And it's not because yours truly is loaded. I assure you that is not the case. Look at the 1983 Ford truck I drive. But because of our beautiful and wonderful sponsors. Yeah, just look at the truck I drive. That's all you got to do, and then you'll know. And because of our wonderful sponsors. So I've told you this many times on occasion, is that times are tough. We are living in some hard economic times. So you'll never hear me say, go out here to this sponsor and buy that right now. No, you won't hear me say that because I'm in the same boat you are, trying to make a living. But I will say, when it's time to buy something and you're looking for something to buy, you need something and you're going to buy it anyway, I would ask that you check out our sponsors because sometimes you may find it cheaper. There may be a coupon code like at Randall Berkey, 10% off when you use the coupon code Whisper, that you might get a good deal. And this radio show to you is free. Maybe you've gained knowledge listening to this radio show that saved you a lot of money. Tips, tricks, trades, whatever the case may be. And maybe that item is a dollar or two more from our sponsor, but think about the knowledge you got from our radio show. So, no, I'm not telling you to go buy this stuff here and there right now, but when it is time to purchase something you're going to buy anyway, then we would ask you to visit our sponsors and see what exactly they have, and we would appreciate that. And because all these prizes don't come out of the back of my pickup. They come right from the sponsors of this radio show. And so we ask that you, when it's time to buy something, check them out. Check them out and see what's going on there. And, again, we'll give away more things on our Facebook page later tonight when we get kind of checked in and settled in the room. So what I'm going to do to make it fair, okay, I think we'll just say, Pat, I'm gonna let you go ahead and pick the caller. What's that? I'm going to clear the board here in a minute. That's exactly right. So let me tell you, if you're listening live right now, if you've called in, you're about to get disconnected. But I want you to call back because it's only fair. It's only fair for everybody that you're not just sitting there waiting. So I'm going to actually clear the board here in a minute, so you'll probably get disconnected. And then once I clear the board, then, Pat, you can announce the winning caller. And we'll say and the winning caller will be a caller between 0 and 50. So it'll be a caller somewhere between 0, caller number 1 and caller number 50, somewhere between 0 and 50 will be the winning caller. And you'll have to call in. I'll give you the number, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. And if you're the right caller, we'll bring you live on the air with Andy and Pat. And then we're going to ask you to recite all 20 of the secret passwords, okay? And if you can recite all of them correctly, it's that simple.
In order?
No, it doesn't have to be in order. It doesn't have to be in order. It would help because mine are in order. But if it's not in order, that's fine. And then you're going to win this beautiful chicken coop. It's valued at about $400, and it'll be shipped right to your front door, right to your front door from our good friends, Critter-Cages.com. Critter-Cages.com. They've been a great sponsor, and shipping right to you, again, right to your front door. It is the, if you want to look at it, if you want to go to Critter-Cages.com, it is the Premium Chicken Barn. Premium Chicken Barn. And so it's right now it's on sale, but it's normally about a $400 value. And then add in shipping, because that's a value that you wouldn't have to pay either, shipped right to your front door. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to be rude to everybody, and I'm going to go ahead and clear the switchboard best I can here and hang up on all these great people. So I apologize for being rude. And what's going to happen is Pat is going to announce the winning caller,
and then we'll see who actually. Okay. Go, Pat, winning caller.
Okay, we're going to, the winning caller is an even 33. How about 33?
Okay, caller number 33, 347-637-3237. About the noise in the background, we are broadcasting live on the front porch of the Augusta Co-op here in Stanton, Virginia, and somebody in a riding mower just rode by. Yeah, he did. He rode by in a riding lawnmower, just like it. No problem. Just like it happens every day.
Welcome to Virginia.
Rode by in a riding mower. That's
some people lose their licenses. They lose their licenses, so they turn to riding mowers.
I love it.
Serious.
Sounds like a plan.
Cards.
Very good. All righty. Call number 33-347-637-3237. Who is it going to be? The big winner today. Oh, you know what? I got an email last night, Pat. I was, I didn't spend much time on the computer. I was tired, and I wanted to hit the sack soon, but I'd get online to see if there was any urgent things I needed to do. And I got an email. Sorry about the wind, folks. I got an email, and a young lady emailed me and said that if she wins the coupe today, if she happens to be the lucky one to win the coupe, that she's going to actually donate it to somebody that lost their coupe and chickens in the storms.
Oh.
She's going to try to. She said, if you would help me, if I'm lucky enough to win, if you will help me find, and I don't want to jinx it because she might win, she might not, but she said, I want you to help me find somebody who lost their coop and their chickens in the storm that just came through, and she's going to donate the coop to them. So, how cool is that? How cool is that? Awesome. Okay, let me go ahead and go to the phone lines here. Go to the switchboard. It's lit up like a Christmas tree. And, guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning in today, especially if you're a first-time listener. Tune in whenever you can. Look at the switchboard, Jen.
Woo!
It is like a mile long, Pat. Let me tell you, everybody wants to win this chicken coop. And guess what? We'll be giving away chicken. Don't fret. And by the way, let me tell you this tip, okay? Don't hang up until we award the winner. If I go, when I bring this caller number 33 live, and they happen to, don't hang up at that point. Don't hang up until after we've declared this person the winner, because they may miss one, or they may only have 19, or whatever the case may be.
That's right.
So,
that's happened
so
before.
If caller 33 doesn't win, then we're going to caller number 34. And if 34 doesn't win, we're going to caller number 35. So how about that? So let me scroll down here. Now, I want a witness right here. Call number 33.
Mm-hmm.
Pat's in the number one slot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we go right there.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? Okay, I'm doing it all legal and official. So I'm going to the phone lines. And I'm going to bring them on right now. Oh, I'm sorry about that wind, folks. Okay, here we go. Caller number 33, you are live on the air with Andy and Pat, and you're calling in from area code 419. 419. You're on the air. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Is this me? Jennifer?
That's you.
Hi, I'm from Defiance, Ohio.
From Ohio, and your first name?
Hawkeye. Jennifer.
Jennifer from Ohio. Are you in the chat room?
Yes, I am. I'm Mad Wet Hen.
Mad Wet Hen. All righty. Now, let me get my list of name here. Okay, we've got about 5 minutes. And let's go ahead and make this official and see where's my pen, Jen, so I can check these names off. And Pat, I know you have your list, too. And let's go down the list. Go ahead, Mad Wet Hen.
Okay, here we go. Pullet.
Uh-huh.
Egg.
Yep.
Beak.
Yep.
Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Bantam.
Got it.
Molt.
Yep.
Crop.
Yep.
Scratch.
Yep, I got a little scratch right over here under my armpit. Okay, good.
Bloom.
All the
bedding.
Flowers are blooming. It's springtime. Bedding, yep.
Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Leghorn.
Or leghorn if you're from the south.
Coop.
Comb. Not a sedan, but a coupe. Yep, comb.
Waddle.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do every day when I walk down the hallway.
And this is for my Kentucky jaw. Incubator.
Incubator, that's right.
Silky.
Yep.
Marans.
Got it.
Spur.
Yep.
And tiller.
Okay, repeat that last one again for me.
Tiller.
Yep, and let's repeat that one more time. What's the last one?
Tiller.
Tiller, exactly. I just want to make sure Pat heard that one. Oh, that's so funny. Did you hear that last one, Pat? I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I think it was something about hard on the soil.
Yes, tiller was the last one. That is the 20 that I have, and in the correct order. So, Mad Wet Hen from Ohio, you are the winner. You're the official winner. We'll go ahead and announce it of this awesome chicken coop from critter-cages.com, valued at about $400. Go ahead.
That'd be awesome since my birthday's tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great birthday present. How cool
yes.
is that? Very, very cool. Okay, this is what I need for you to do, just like the other winners. If you'll go ahead, Mad Wet Hen, and if you'll email me and put in there Chicken Coop Winner as the title, and your name, your shipping address, and your phone number, and I'll probably call you. But name, shipping address, and phone number, probably not until Monday when I get back into the office and get things settled to get all the other information and whatnot, and I'll call Carl at our good friend at critter-cages.com. But you are officially the winner. You were caller number 33, and you knew all 20 passwords that we've been collecting since April the 1st. Now, folks, let me tell you, don't get discouraged. I just told you we give away more chicken coops than anybody in the world, and we're going to give some more away as well. Also going on right now, we've got about 2 minutes left, we have the Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest going on right now, okay? So you can nominate a local public or private school anywhere in the lower 48 states. Just send us an email to contest@chickenwhisperer.net. contest@chickenwhisperer.net, and include the school name, the school address, the school principal name, and the school phone number. School name, school address, school phone number, school principal's name. Include your information, too, since you're nominating them, and then tell us why you think that school deserves this awesome prize package. Don't have enough time to get into it, but it is a real long prize package from a lot of our sponsors. It is a great prize, and that contest, nominations, I think, end around May 13th, and then about a week later, 10 days later, we'll give that prize away to that lucky school. We've started this contest. We love it. We're very proud to offer it, and we do it 3 times a year, Chicken Coops for Classrooms. But we will, I assure you, have another chicken coop that we're going to give away to all of our listeners, all of our Facebook fans. Join us on Facebook, if you will. Become a fan. We have over 10,000 there. Facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. Facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. And, yes, come on out tomorrow to Stanton, Virginia, here to the Augusta Co-op. You'll meet me, my pregnant wife, Pat Foreman, and who else? You never know who might show up. But come on out. It's going to be a great time and a great party. Pat, thanks for joining us today. I can't wait to see you tomorrow, that's for sure. It's going to be an awesome time. They got chicken coops set up here. We'll have a big tent that we'll be under. And Pat and I are going to be teaching a poultry workshop tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting the radio show live and then teaching a poultry workshop. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be real, real fun. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. In fact, I may see you a little bit later for dinner tonight, Pat.
Yeah. Hey, Whisper, you got about
I don't know, 70 seconds left, so take it away.
Okay. Well, Whisper, you didn't tell me I was going to be doing a workshop. That's all right.
We're doing a workshop. Surprise.
Not the first. What fun. Well, Gene, congratulations. It just gets me every time. At least more than, anyway, Gene, congratulations. I think you should change your name. This is mentioned by in the chat room, to Happy Wet Hen, not Mad Wet Hen, for winning that coop, and that's just wonderful. Of course, Andy Schneider, thanks to you for bringing us all together. We're so glad that you're here in Virginia, in the Shenandoah Valley. And, of course, appreciation to our chat room chickeneers. And, yes, I had a lot of snide comments today about my chicken jokes, but we love them all so much. And, of course, thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, the chat, and the windy video services.
And
blessings to all. Yeah, and chickens. So come to Staunton, Virginia tomorrow to the Southern States and meet both Andy and I. And blessings to all. We love you all so much, and may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody.
Tune in tomorrow, folks.